still not a frequent lover? Sign up now on loverslane.com to receive special coupons for birthdays, anniversaries, and occasionally you can earn double, triple, or even quadruple your points. The more that you know, the better it gets.
More romance, more intimacy, more often.
Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More intimacy, more often. Lovers Lane.
Hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone, to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, which is all about love, romance, connecting, and bonding with your partner. And today, it's about something that I know that I've talked about briefly, and it's still one of our most listened to episodes. So if you haven't heard it, go jump over to our episode with Alicia Sinclair of B-Vibe. But today we're going to talk all about backdoor exploration. And this isn't just like anal play. So of course we can talk about anal penetration and plugs and beads and even prostate play, all that great stuff backdoor. But we're also going to talk about the sphincter muscle and different erogenous zones that are backdoor rather than our front section, which is nice because it's actually the same for all genders. So regardless of who you are or who you love or what parts you have, everyone has a back door to play with. And while some are going to be maybe more open to penetration and some people will like more of like a rimming sensation, it's really just preference. And I love talking back door because it's something that a lot of people are so curious about. So this will be a really fun episode. And along the way, as always, if you guys have any questions, have any concerns, are not agreeing with something that I say, I love your feedback. So shoot me an email. Details will be at the end of the episode. We are also on different social media pages. I've been seeing more people reaching out through those ways of communicating, and I really appreciate it. I think it's so fun to be able to talk to you guys and get some feedback about the products I'm suggesting or other products that you love that you've tried. So if there's anything that you guys want to jump on and tell me about, maybe that I should know about that's new, our inventory changes so often. Seriously, it's like Christmas to me when I get in the stores and we just have boxes of new stuff, and it's so exciting to open it all and figure out how it works, read reviews, and talk about it on the podcast for you guys, you know, try out product or whatever. And so if there's something that you guys are loving that I haven't mentioned yet, tell me about it. I love to hear it. A newer brand that we have is that Uber Rhyme. It's really awesome silicone toys that are so soft and squishy. So they're kind of perfect for today's episode about backdoor exploration, because when they are so malleable like that, you can use them, of course, for insertion, for booty play. But what I think is it just kind of popped in my brain as soon as I saw it in the boxes when we were unloading everything, was the different tentacle ones, that alien tentacle, the more octopus looking tentacle. How awesome would that be with quite a bit of lubricant and just like to almost make a rimming sensation with those tentacles for backdoor, for nipple play, I mean really any erogenous zone. It's so cool to have a shape or a sensation that isn't exactly like fingers or a tongue or just something new and foreign that you haven't felt before. That is how a lot of those rimming plugs, like B-Vibe's rimming plug that's so popular for them, became so popular. Because it's a whole new sensation and it just blows your mind. So I think those are great. But there's a ton of new stuff coming in. So keep your eyes open and pop on in if you haven't been in a minute. All right, so diving into backdoor exploration, it's so much different, like I was saying, than more of your front goods. So more of vaginal play especially can be, I don't want to say rougher, but that's exactly what I mean. It's more of a rough sensation, or at least it can be. And when we dive into more backdoor exploration, we need to almost kind of pump the brakes on what we know on how to penetrate and kind of relearn how to penetrate a different hole if that is something that you're looking to do. Because the sphincter muscle and the anal canal is so much more sensitive than the vagina. So really taking time to explore this area rather than just penetrating it, that's the key thing that you need to learn. And I hope that's the key thing that you guys will take out of this. Maybe, of course, some fun other things, but that's the key thing I'm hoping for, is that learning how to penetrate backdoor or to play backdoor is not so aggressive. It's not so rubbing like hand jobs or clitoral stimulation is with your hands. But think of it almost like going down on your partner, like an oral. So you're really gentle. You're using lighter strokes. Your tongue is very soft. And if you are open to eating backdoor play, lots of flavored lubes can guide you in this. If it's something that you're not 100% sold on, but maybe you're curious about it, try it. That's all you can do is try it. Unless it's like a hard limit for you that you don't even want to explore that area with the mouth, that's fine too. But if you're open to that, it's a great way to kind of get acquainted with a backdoor because you have more of a sensitive way to explore with your mouth than your hands or your genitals. What's interesting with, like, I know I don't want to completely talk about backdoor penetration here, but what's interesting about being penetrated backdoor is you definitely do need a stopper if you're going to use plugs or beads or toys or regardless of what you're using, because things can get lost in you anally. And I just want to make that something that we discuss before diving into all the good stuff too, just so you guys know what's up. Nothing can get lost in you vaginally. I mean, it can for a minute or two, where you can't find maybe a Benoit ball or a toy or something like that. But backdoor play, if you do not play with a toy that has a stopper to it, that could land you a trip to the ER very easily. So I just want you guys all to know that. However, there's also this really fun benefit of being able to take larger toys. So if there is something or some type of stimulation that you're loving and you're a bit of a size queen and it doesn't exactly work out for the front region or for oral or something, if you're a penis owner, then maybe play with it backdoor. We used to sell a ton of really long toys for backdoor play, and I'm hoping we get some soon, but I have a lot of customers looking for larger dildos for backdoor too. So I am open to everyone. You know, if you want more of external rimming sensation, or if you're looking for a larger toy to be inserted backdoor, let's talk about it all. So the sphincter muscle, or for lack of a better word, if you're not exactly sure of what I'm talking about, the rectum, the butthole, you know, something around there, is really packed full of nerve endings. You have 8,000 nerve endings. It has just as many as the clitoris does. So if you're sleeping on stimulating this area, you should definitely stop if you're open to exploring it. The sphincter muscle is a key erogenous zone, and there are so many fun things to do to stimulate. There's a lot of toys or different tips I could give you as far as that rimming sensation. So if you want something like an oral sex stimulator and you get maybe a clitoral toy that does a licking back and forth motion, like the vibrating tongue-like ones, perfect for the anus. Or if you want something with vibration, that would be awesome. If you want to take just a little bit of silicone lubricant and put it on that area and massage or give light taps, that could be really awesome. Even if you're just having penetrative sex and you want a different erogenous zone to be stimulated. However, if you are looking for something to guide internal for backdoor play, remember what I mentioned earlier, go super slow. Lots of lubricant is your friend for backdoor play. And I prefer a silicone lube. Reason being is silicone lubricant doesn't absorb in the pore. So if you're using hands to kind of warm up back there, you're not going to have to keep reaching for the bottle of lubricant and applying it all over your hands. You only need a little bit to get started. It doesn't absorb. However, when you want to play with toys, make sure that you keep a little baby wipe by the bed or something and wipe down that area and switch over to your water-based lubricant because that's what's going to be safe for toy play. Unless you're playing with stainless steel or glass, then you can stick with your silicone. That will be completely fine. So insertion for anything, toys, fingers, I want you to go slow. Like before you make it up to your first knuckle, you should count to 5 to get it inserted. And make sure that you are communicating with your partner. I can't tell you how many couples I have come in and they want to try backdoor play and they're so nervous. And one partner is like, you know, my other partner really wants to do it and whatever. And they're not too into it. And I hate that. I really do. You both should be completely on board because, of course, consent is the biggest part of the thing for me, is that I want you to enjoy whatever you're about to do. But secondly, you're not even going to be able to have your muscles relax properly if you're nervous about this. So remember, it's a very mental space of backdoor play. And it's also one of the most sensitive areas that you have on your body. So when you do fingers initially, and you make it up to that first knuckle and you get to 5. I mean, some people, it could be a whole 60 seconds before one finger is inserted, and just go slow. And if you're talking to your partner and you're asking them, does that feel good? Would you like me to go faster, slower? Do I need to slow down? Are you comfortable? Is there any pain? Do you need more lubricant? These should all be questions that are just free flowing when you're initially getting started. And it's important to have that communication, of course, in your sex life in general, but for backdoor play, because your skin is so much thinner in the anal cavity. So if there is any discomfort, that could cause ripping or tearing, which later can cause infection. And that's just not something that I want any of you to experience. So I'm just laying it all out there as it comes up. But if your partner is open and willing and one finger is inserted backdoor, no problem. They want a second finger. They want to move on to toys. They want to move on to intercourse. Remember that the conversation doesn't stop. You can always check in on them. I mean, it doesn't have to be if you're having backdoor intercourse and every single pump is everything perfect. But the periodic check-in, just to make sure everything's comfortable and well lubricated, is essential. So speed, lubricant, and then the other question that I get asked the very, very most about backdoor exploration is cleanliness. And this is what I have to tell you all. You know what comes out of there, correct? You're an adult and we are all human. So if you want to use an enema, then use an enema. It's not necessary if it's not something that you're willing to do or open to try or whatever. It is a little bit of a process, and there are some that work easier than others. There are also some that hold more water than others. So once you reach a certain portion of the anal canal, you can almost like clear out the area that will be penetrated with a few flushes of less water. But once you use a flush of full water, then it becomes kind of a bit of a process. So what I mean by that is, if you are going to the bathroom maybe 30 to 60 minutes before anal play and you're emptying your bowels, you're washing that area with soap, with warm water, and you're using an unscented baby wipe after, if you're concerned about cleaning around the area or anything like that, this is perfectly fine. And if you want to use that enema, you're going to do it 1, maybe 2 hours before any type of anal play. Now, you want to use only a few cups of water because you're just going to rinse out. It's actually the last, I would say, 7-ish inches of the rectum. And if you use more than that amount of water, like the couple cups of it, your digestive system is going to get stimulated a bit. Or if the wrong temperature of water is used, your digestive system can also get a little funky and it can make things messier. It can make things runnier back there, if you know what I mean. So B-Vibes enema is really awesome. I also like Nexus's brand a lot because it has like a curved tip to it, so it's very easy. A lot of them do not let the water back inside, so no need to be nervous about that. You're just going to, if you really want to, lubricate the tip of it and insert that. Relax your muscles. It's easier to do over a toilet, but just squeeze it really gently. And then when you release it, the water will come out. The water that you're going to want to use is going to be warm water. So if it's cold, you're going to get some cramping issues. And if it's too hot, that's where you can get irritated and your tissue can actually get burned, which I don't want for you. And the water that you use, you know, don't have dirty water, obviously. Use it something like you would almost be drinking this water. So you can use a tap water or filtered tap water or something like that. And if you're still nervous afterward, play with toys before backdoor intercourse. The toys will definitely help your muscles relax. If you happen to miss any cleaning with your enema, chances are it will be on a toy and not on your partner if it's something you're nervous about. Use condoms, but a really easy way to help keep things clean is to put a towel down on the bed. It's also going to help collect lubricants or any body fluids because you, I'm stressing this, will need a lot of lubricant. And a whole nother part of keeping everything very clean on this is to always remember that after you play with hands or toys or a penis or whatever back door, to never then put that same thing to the vagina. You're going to want to clean with a baby wipe, with soap and water, or a new condom, you know, however it is that you guys are playing. But always remember to never go from anal to vaginal. If you go from vaginal to anal, that's generally going to be okay, unless you have some sort of infection vaginally, and then that can transfer to the anal region. So keep that in mind, but generally it is pretty safe. I always say, imagine the worst case scenario. So if something happens for anal play where there's ripping or tearing or fecal matter, the worst that can happen in that situation is the sexual session ends. Or, you know, maybe you can just clean up or take a quick shower or relax and start again. And it's between you and your partner. The important thing is to not be freaked out. It's a new way to explore, maybe, and it doesn't need to be a hassle. You guys both know what you signed up for, and educating is the biggest thing you can do to be ready for backdoor play. If you're still a little nervous, there are different supplements you can take to make sure that you have proper fiber and vitamins inside to actually help your muscles not relax, but just generally be healthy. So if you have a high protein diet, that is not 100% great for backdoor play because you will be lacking some fiber. So if you have lots of fruits and veggies or nuts in your diet, that helps with fiber. So it actually helps for any backdoor stimulation. Some people, some entertainers actually use like a Miralax before backdoor play as well, because it helps if you want to use an enema, clear everything out. But like I mentioned, it's completely optional. It's maybe something that you want to discuss with your partner, or maybe just something that you would feel comfortable doing or skipping. It's all about you. You know your body better than me, so listen to what it needs. And I hope I'm not freaking anybody out. I'm just wanting to tell you all of the things that I get asked, that people that are really curious on backdoor play, they're just unsure about, and I'm just here to answer questions. So that is what I was just hoping to do. But as far as toys go, I know I've talked so much about glass and stainless steel, and that's just because there's a ton of benefits to toys like that. You do have a completely poreless toy, so there's no friction there. So it does insert a lot easier than any other material, as well as the whole property to be able to warm it or to cool it with water in the freezer. And it holds your body temperature so much easier, so it's a lot easier to insert into the body. If you want a vibrating toy, I would 100% recommend medical grade silicone. Anything that B-Vibe makes is a great toy, and they have a ton of different styles. if you want something to do that rimming sensation on the sphincter like I was talking about, they have two different size rimming plugs. There's petite or standard. Actually, no, they have three. I forgot about the XL. I haven't seen it in the store in a while, but they do have an XL size too. Makes an awesome vaginal plug in any of the sizes, but also for, of course, backdoor. They also have these great little plugs that are called snug plugs, and these are always what I recommend for my beginner backdoor people, because that stem of the plug, and the stem is the part where your sphincter muscle is going to close around, these ones are so thin, so it really helps if you want to wear something for an elongated period of time. And then they have a ton of really fun texture toys too. So there's one that's like bumpy or swirly. It's kind of nice to have something like that. I get asked all the time, what's the difference between beads and a plug? And to be honest, there's a lot of differences, but the biggest thing to me is the texture. The texture with the plugs are more smooth, and the texture with the beads have those different size bridges to it. So they're meant to help increase strength of orgasm when they're pulled out. But another huge benefit is, let's say that something like that was inserted backdoor and a partner was inserted in the vagina, so you can actually feel those ridges through those thin walls between the vagina and the anus. So these texture plugs, you get the benefit of something really comfortable like a plug when it's inserted anally, but your partner can feel all those little ridges on the plug. And it makes kind of a unique sensation to even insert it because you have all those nerve endings on the sphincter muscle. Really cool little toys. There's three different sizes of them. There's also three different textures. And then we just got that unicorn plug as well. It's got this gorgeous unicorn tail to it, and it's on a magnet, but it is a swirled plug. It's actually glittered. Like, it's adorable. I love the whole unicorn line by B-Vibe, Le Wand, and the Cowgirl. If you haven't seen it, come check it out. It's probably my favorite thing that we have in our stores and online right now. But there are so many awesome toys, from Icicles if you want a glass toy. Le Wand makes a bunch of stainless steel toys that are great for vaginal play, backdoor play, massage even, because they're so heavy. Nexus makes great prostate toys and vibrating plugs with a remote. WeVibe makes the Ditto, which offsets with that little base. So if you have a partner that's inserted vaginally and a plug wants to be inserted anally, but your partner happens to bump the base of that, WeVibes is off center, so that will not happen. I mean, there's just so many different options. Everyone has a butthole, so if you haven't tried to stimulate that area, please do so. Please let me know how it goes. Please let me know how your conversations are, what your experience was like, if anything in this episode helped you, or if you still have questions, reach out to me. My email is Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, at loverslane.com. We're on Instagram, Intimacy Advisor Pod, and on Twitter, at IA underscore pod, and Facebook, under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. You guys have a great day, and I will talk to you all again next week. Bye-bye.
Stay together.